Who's Up? Brandon McCoy. The New Jersey Policy Perspective announced that the Director of Government and Public Affairs would serve as its next president. Ruthie Byrne, the wife of the late Governor Brendan Byrne, kept alive the family tradition by attending this year's walk to Washington, as always delighting those whom she came into contact on the train. Mike Test, running in a primary, the Republican candidate for the state Senate in LD1, secured the backing of three former GOP senators who served the district. Tom Bracken, the president of the New Jersey Chamber of Commerce, showed again on this year's trip why he's one of the most highly regarded people in New Jersey politics: poised, elegant, respected. Frank Gilliam, technically, he shouldn't be up, and he has his hands full with other, to put it gently, percolating troubles, but the mayor of the Atlantic City for the moment staved off all-out disaster when he stared down criminal charges stemming from a brawl outside a casino. Lisa Mandelblatt and Stacey Gunderman, the LD21 Democrats from Westfield and New Providence, respectively received the support of the Union County Democratic Screening Committee to run as the party's candidates against Republican incumbents Assembly Republican leader John Bramnick and Assemblywoman Nancy Munoz. Who's down? Bill Baroni, for his role in Bridgegate, the scheme to snarl traffic to politically pay back the mayor of Fort Lee, the former deputy executive director of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, received 18 months in prison. Lizette Delgado Polanco, the executive director of the Schools Development Authority, and the vice chair of the Democratic State Committee, took a hit this week when the Bergen Record published a piece showing how, since Delgado Polanco became head of the authority, the SDA hired 38 people whose salaries totaled $3.3 million. Some of them earning higher salaries than their predecessors did, and others filling jobs that hadn't existed before. Phil Murphy, as he prepares to deliver his budget address next week, the governor of New Jersey found his administration once again racked by troubles, again at the SDA, see above. Charles Chuck Jandrus, the former Mahwah councilman, surrendered to authorities after an investigation revealed the 53-year-old used the internet to view and possess digital files depicting nude and sexually explicit prepubescent children, according to the Bergen County Prosecutor's Office. For more on the story, please go here. Bill Pascrell, 3 by a vote of 5-2. The veteran insider and powerful son of U.S. Representative Bill Pascrell, D9, lost his contract as Council of Passaic County.